June 15th through 21st. Alma chapters 13 through 16. Enter into the rest of the Lord. The inspiration you receive as you ponder the scriptures is precious. You can show that you treasure it by recording and acting on it. In many ways, life in Ammonihah had been good for both Amulek and Zeezrom. Amulek was a man of no small reputation, with many kindreds and friends and much riches. See Alma chapter 10, verse 4. Zeezrom was one of the most expert among the lawyers and enjoyed much business. See Alma chapter 10, verse 31. Then Alma arrived in Ammonihah with a divine invitation to repent and enter into the rest of the Lord. See Alma chapter 13, verse 16. For Amulek, Zeezrom, and others, accepting this invitation required sacrifice and even led to almost unbearable adversity. But of course, the story doesn't end there. In Alma chapters 13 through 16, we learn what ultimately happens to those who believe in the power of Christ unto salvation. See Alma chapter 15, verse 6. Sometimes there's deliverance, sometimes healing, and sometimes things don't get any easier in this life. But always the Lord receiveth his people up unto himself in glory. See Alma chapter 14, verse 11. Always the Lord grants power according to our faith which is in Christ. See Alma chapter 14, verse 28. And always that faith on the Lord gives us hope that we shall receive eternal life. See Alma chapter 13, verse 29. As you read these chapters, you can take comfort in these promises, and you may come to understand better what Alma meant when he spoke of the rest of the Lord. Ideas for personal scripture study. Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 19. Priesthood ordinances help me receive redemption through Jesus Christ. You might recall that in Alma chapter 12, Alma taught about God's plan of redemption. See Alma chapter 12, verses 24 through 27. In chapter 13, he spoke about the priests whom God ordained to teach these things unto the people. See Alma chapter 13, verse 1. Alma's words reveal many powerful truths about the priesthood. Perhaps you could try to identify at least one truth per verse in Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Here are some ideas to get you started. Verse 1. The priesthood is also called the order of God's Son. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 1 through 4. Verse 2. God ordains priests to help people look to his Son for redemption. Verse 3. Priesthood holders were prepared for their responsibilities from the foundation of the world. What else do you find? How do you feel about the priesthood as you ponder these truths? How have priesthood ordinances helped you look to Christ for redemption? It's interesting to note that many of the people in Ammonihah were followers of Nehor. See Alma chapter 14, verse 18, and chapter 15, verse 15. How were priests of Nehor's order different from the priests ordained after the order of the Son of God whom Alma described? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 3, and Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 19. See also Dale G. Renland, The Priesthood and the Savior's Atoning Power, Ensign or Liahona, November 2017. Alma chapter 13, verse 3. Are priesthood holders the only people called and prepared from the foundation of the world? Alma's teachings in Alma chapter 13, verse 3 refer specifically to priesthood holders. However, the principle he taught, that individuals received assignments and prepared to fulfill them from the foundation of the world, applies to all of us. President Spencer W. Kimball said, quote, "In the world before we came here, faithful women were given certain assignments while faithful men were foreordained to certain priesthood tasks. While we do not now remember the particulars, this does not alter the glorious reality of what we once agreed to." End quote. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, pages 215 through 216. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 55 through 56. Alma chapter 14. Sometimes God allows the righteous to suffer. Alma chapter 14 tells of righteous people who suffered and even died because of their beliefs. You might wonder, as many do, why terrible things happen to people who are trying to live righteously. You may not find all the answers to this difficult question in Alma chapter 14, but there is much to learn from the way Alma and Amulek responded to the situations they faced. What do their words and actions teach you about why the Lord sometimes allows righteous people to suffer? What do you learn from them about facing persecution? See also Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 44, Mark chapter 14, verses 55 through 65, Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, Doctrine and Covenant, section 122, verses 5 through 9, Alma chapter 15, verses 16 and 18. Discipleship requires sacrifice. It might be interesting to make a list of the things Amulek gave up to embrace the gospel. See Alma chapter 10, verses 4 through 5, chapter 15, verse 16, and compare it to a list of what he gained. See Alma chapter 15, verse 18, chapter 16, verses 13 through 15, chapter 34, verse 8. What are you willing to sacrifice in order to become a more faithful disciple? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Alma chapter 13. Your family might benefit from noting every time the word rest appears in Alma chapter 13. What other words and ideas appear with it? How does this help us understand what the rest of the Lord might mean? How is it different from physical rest? Alma chapter 13, verses 10 through 12. To help your family visualize what these verses teach, maybe you could wash something together, like some white clothing. How do we feel when we are dirty? How do we feel when we become clean again? How are these feelings similar to what we feel when we sin and then repent and become clean through the Savior's atonement? Alma chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. What do we learn from Zeezrom's experience about the Lord's power to strengthen and heal us, even when we make mistakes? What role can the priesthood play in our receiving his strength and healing? Alma chapter 16, verses 1 through 10. After reading these verses, you might read Alma chapter 9, verse 4. What do we learn by contrasting the way Zoram felt about the prophet's words with the way the people of Ammonihah felt? What are we doing to be faithful to the words of our living prophet? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and come follow me for primary. Improving our teaching. Be ready always. Teaching moments pass quickly, so take advantage of them when they arise. A tragedy in the world, for example, may be a chance to share principles from Alma chapter 14 about why the Lord sometimes allows the innocent to suffer. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 16.